Morning, everyone. If there was time, I had wished that we read the whole of John chapter 8 and John chapter 9. But we're not going to do that. We will be looking at various portions of scripture that are relevant. Today, we continue with our series on discovering Jesus, the I Am series. I Am. And today, we are looking at Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. We want to unpack it and see what God will minister to us through this. So if you have your Bible, we will start reading from John chapter 8. And we will read quite some portions. We will read 12 to 20, then continue from 28 to 30, and then 8 to 48 to 59. And finally, chapter 9, we will read about five verses from there. So John chapter 8, I had it put on the PowerPoint there. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And let me repeat that because that's our main verse. Main verse, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet, even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself. And the Father who sent me bears witness about me. They said to him, therefore, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury and he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because hour had not come yet. And if we can continue from verse 28, it says, so Jesus said to them, when you have lifted the Son of Man, you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He sent me, and He who sent me is with me. And he has not left me alone. I always do the things that are pleasing to him. Verse 30 is very key. As he was saying these things, many believed him. Verse 48. Then Jesus answered him, Then the Jews answered him, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet, I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, now we know that you are a demon. Abraham died as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God, but you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced. He would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they pick up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The final reading, chapter 9, 1 to 7. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me, while it is day, night is coming, when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word is alive. And today we pray that, Lord, you show us your light. You help us walk in the light just as you are the light of the world. That we too, who know you, may be the light of this world. We give you all the glory and honor, and praise you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to do some introduction in terms of outline and bring up some concepts. The moment that in the Bible you begin to talk about light, there are certain concepts that come with it. I just want to throw light on that. And then my first point will be that Jesus is the light of this world. And then number point two, whoever follows Jesus will not walk in darkness. And third point, that whoever follows Jesus will have the light of life. And conclude by saying the light of the world is available to anyone. Amen. People of God, it's quite interesting, as I was given this topic and I wanted to find out something about the light of the world, Jesus as the light of the world, and I only saw it in verse 12. I got a bit confused because I thought Jesus is going to say, I am the light of the world, and begin to unpack what it means. But I realized that there was a bit of confusion there, because when Jesus made this statement, in the presence of the Pharisees, in fact, this statement came at a time when they used to have a feast called the Feast of Booths. And it starts from chapter 7. One day Jesus stood up and said, if anyone is thirsty, come to me, and you will have rivers of, out of you will flow the rivers of water. You know, and he was talking about the Holy Spirit. It is during this time. And what happened was that the Pharisees were trying to find a way to kill him. So actually, during that time, his brothers warned him not to go and all that. But he came into the temple. And when Jesus was teaching, talking about the Holy Spirit and all that, the Pharisees sent people to go and kill him. And it's quite interesting. There was no miracle happening. Jesus was just teaching. And whilst he was teaching, The people who were supposed to come and kill him got confused. They went back and said, we couldn't get a guy. He teaches like no one else. And he said, we hope you are not his disciples yet. And so the Pharisees themselves decided to come. And when they come in chapter 8, that's when Jesus made this statement. And you can see from this statement that immediately he made that statement that I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Immediately they come in, and the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. I have a sense that they could understand something, because they know that it's only God who is the light of this world. He's the one who created. If you remember in Genesis, there was darkness and God said, let there be light, isn't it? So they could connect something. So they started to find a way to get this guy, because they are there to kill him anyway. So immediately they started talking, and Jesus follows them. Jesus did not say, no, let me explain to you what I mean by this, but he follows every question and all that. And I was surprised that throughout the rest of chapter 8, Jesus said nothing about the light, the topic he was talking about. Until in the end, he proved to them that I am who I am. I have been there right from the beginning, and thank God that when Baba Musala introduced us to this series, he used the same scripture when Jesus said, when Abraham was, I am. That they understood clearly that you are saying you are God. You are taking yourself to be God, and they wanted to kill him. And the Bible says he ran away, as we read. Now, Jesus and the disciples are going. There they see somebody blind. And immediately the disciples are asking questions. So, Baba, tell us, who sinned? Whose fault is it that this man must be blind? Because if you remember Job, his friends went to him when Job was sick. They knew that whatever you are going through is not possible if you have not sinned. So always they related sin to a sickness or calamity or problems. And Jesus said, no, it's not like that now. It is for God's glory. Praises and adoration should be shown. That's why this thing has happened. And you know what? It's quite interesting that Jesus used that, and we'll see later, to prove to them that I am the light of the world. Because that is the only place where Jesus began to say to them that I am the light. You see, he says, we must work. That is 9 verse 4. We must work the works of the one who sent me while it is the day. For the time is coming when no one can work. Verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After that, he touched this eye of the blind man and he could see. So, whenever in the Bible you talk about light, you must talk about darkness, because the two cannot stay together. They are opposite to one another. So in a way, when there is light, there must be darkness. If there is no, yesterday in our place there was electricity, and normally what happens, it went off and it would go and come. So we put candles, and immediately the light comes, you blow the candle off. And then after a while it goes off, you put the candle on, because we want to be in light. The two cannot stay together. The Bible also talks about blindness. When you're talking about light, it's either you have sight or blindness. Darkness and blindness, light, sight, they go together. There are also the concepts about good and evil. Darkness is evil, light is good. The two, but you know, in life, people try to put the two together. And so Jesus is saying, I am the light, so that we could understand the concept of it. In fact, when you put all together, it is talking about where there is sin or righteousness. That's the context that this thing goes. So we need to look at it. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, the prophet was looking at people who are trying to combine the two. He says, woe to those, Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, or who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We need to know this distinction. In fact, the Becker's Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology says, light always involves the removal of darkness. In the unfolding of biblical history and theology, the contrast of light and darkness is common to all the words of light in both the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. The literal contrast between metaphysics, good and evil, God and evil forces, believers and unbelievers, the Bible entertains no thought that darkness is equal to the power of God or power of God's light. God is the absolute sovereign who rules over the darkness and the powers of evil. And so when Jesus is saying that he has come, he is the light of this world, he is drawing our attention to one fact, that there is darkness. Otherwise, he wouldn't come into the world. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, that the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Trying to relate that light and darkness, blindness and sight, they go hand in hand. And so, Jesus has proved to, as he was following them, the Pharisees, he's proved to them that I am the light of the world. And I want you to know that in this darkness, dark world, I have come to provide light. And I've been there even before Abraham. When Abraham was, I am. So I've been there. Abraham was because he came and died. But for me, I've always been there. And they understood because it's only God who revealed himself as I am. And so he makes them understand that when I'm talking of this light, right from the beginning when God said, let there be light, I was there. Because we know that nothing was created without Jesus, because John brings it out. In John chapter 1 verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And so John makes it clear that Jesus Christ has been there right from the beginning. And so it's important that we take note of that. That the light of this world is Jesus. The one who has been there. He is divine. He controls every light in this world. You know what? During Easter, I was preaching. And when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says, for 3 hours, there was darkness in the whole world. And I thought about it as I was looking at it, that there was darkness. Why? Because the light of the world is dead. The light, the one who is supposed to give us light, has been killed. Do you expect to have light? Darkness. 3 hours. Jesus is the light of the world. Without him, you are in total darkness. You are blind. And unfortunately, that is the story about us. And so, in the first point, as we say, Jesus is the light of the world. I want to say the world is full of darkness. And people live in darkness. There is wickedness. There is evil. There is such blindness that people cannot even see the danger and all the evil that goes around them. Therefore, the world is in need of the light of the world. That's why God sent him to be with us. And he says, I am the light. Just like we heard, I am the way. There's no other way. I am the truth. There's no other truth. I am the life. There's no other life anywhere besides him. And he says, I am the light of the world. He is the only one. We live in this world. I don't know where you are. Are you staying in the light or in the darkness? You see, when you are blind, Everything is darkness. You can't figure out colors, anything. And so sometimes you may think all is well, but I tell you all is not well until you meet Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus in chapter 5 and verse 6. He says, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon those sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For at one time, you were in darkness. And he's writing to people who have come to know the Lord that at one time, before you came to know the Lord, you were in darkness. But now you are in the light of the Lord. So walk as children in the light. Take no part in unfruitful work, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak about the things that people do in secret. Darkness make people do things. Unfortunately, people do not see. When I've told the church before some time ago, when we were children, we were a bit naughty. People who drink, you meet a drink, any drunkard you meet, you say, hey, man, you are drunk. He says, no, I'm not drunk. Yet you can see the way he's going. Then you say, you are drunk. He says, no, I'm not drunk. Are you sure? Okay, attention. The moment this guy foolishly will try to do that, the moment, can you see a drunk man always wobbling? And he tries to do this on the floor. And he said, we told you you are drunk. You know, that's what happens. The devil will not let us see where the danger we are in. We will not see. And that's why Ephesians chapter 6, when he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the schemes of the devil. There's a devil in this life that has got schemes, has got plans. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers. Powers in this present darkness. That's what the Bible is saying. It's there. But the point is, the Bible is not just saying this thing to scare us, but that's the reality. But if you are children of God, something different happens. And so, we need to know that the enemy is there. There's darkness and we need the light of the world, who is Jesus in our life. 2 Corinthians 4, and he says, what the devil also does is that he veils. He says, even if the gospel is veiled, it is veiled unto those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And so, the enemy is busy blinding us, to do things that do not bring glory to God. But Jesus came into this darkness for one reason. And Paul brings it out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11, he says, may you be strengthened in all power according to the glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. And then verse 13 says, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of his son, his beloved son. And that's the business Jesus is doing. He's got the kingdom of light and there's the kingdom of darkness. And so even as we are speaking now, he's going through, he's speaking to you to say, no, where you are standing, you are in darkness. You need to come into the light. And that's what Victor was sharing with us. And Jesus had to prove to this, the people, when he says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. I'm the light. I'm taking people out of darkness, out of blindness, into the light. And as we read in verse 30, the Bible says, as he was saying these things, many believed in him. Already, he said, if you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins. And where I'm going, you will not go with me. But today, as he was talking this without miracles, you know, these days, people want to see miracles before they can. Here, there was no miracle. No feeding of anybody. But he's bringing the scripture, and their eyes were open. Jesus opens people's eyes, and they saw the truth and said, we believe in you. Even if our leaders are not believing in you, we believe in you. Because you are the light of the world. So firstly, those people got saved, transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And then as we read in chapter 9, they saw this guy. He was born blind. This guy is living in darkness all his life. And that's what happened to each one of us. We are born in darkness. What we think is light is nothing unless we meet Jesus. And so this man comes and people are debating. Maybe somebody saying there is a curse or whatever. They were debating this. He says, no. This is to show the glory of God, to show what God can do. And he puts it here. It was not that this man sins or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed through him. And we, myself and you, disciples, and whoever will become a disciple, we must work the works. That means this thing we must do, all of us must do this work. This work to make sure that those who are living in blindness are translated into the light of God. And when he said this, as long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. Meaning that I will illuminate them, open their eyes, and bring them. And after that, the man saw the light for the first time. In fact, if you read the Bible, that's why I said if you had time, you could read the whole of chapter 9. After these things, now the Pharisees are now saying, they are on the boy now. They went to the parents. The parents said, no, the guy is of age. Just ask him. And he said, no, the man just made mad and I'm healed. Now talking about Sabbath and all that. So there was a lot happening there. But in the end, Jesus challenged this man. And he said, I want to be yours. And he worshiped God. So God proved, when he says, I am the light of the world, he followed the argument and eventually proved to them that I came for people to see the light. And I want to ask you, as you sit here this morning, have you seen the light? Have you seen the light? If you have seen the light and you know Jesus, then you must follow him. That's my second point. Once you know the light, you know the enemy will not leave you alone. You must follow him and you will not walk in darkness. The Bible is not saying that immediately you become a Christian, then all the darkness are gone. No, that's not what it says. That's not it. But as Michael Eaton said it, he says, Jesus was constantly making the point that we have to act on what he is. If he is the bread of life, then we must eat. If he is the refreshing water, then we must drink. In the same way, if he says, I am the light, then we must follow the light. Brothers and sisters, there are so many things happening today that will make us not follow the light. There are times the enemy will come and whisper to you that life was good in darkness and bring the things of darkness in your life. But the word of God is telling us that we must follow. We must follow. And as you follow, he illuminates you. His searchlight comes on you. And you begin to see the things that are not right in your life. The light will come. People, the light will come. Let's not ignore it. Once the searchlight sees something that is not right in your life, come to the Lord and say, Lord, wash me clean. You know, your eyes are open. You see that I was going to town with this mess. Oh, woo, thank you. Lord, cleanse me. Then we will go as the children of light. So we need to allow. And you know what? This scripture is showing us something about what God did. A type. You know, what the Exodus, when the people of Israel came out of Egypt, it was a type. It was something to show what God was going to do. The Bible says that at night, there was a light that was leading them. They followed the light. In fact, it says in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, and the Lord went before them day by a pillar of cloud and led them all the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, that they may travel day and night. That all the time they are ready to travel. And I like the way Nehemiah puts it. Nehemiah in chapter 9 and verse 12 says, by pillar of clouds, he led them by the day, and by pillar of the fire in the night to light for them the way which they should go. Some version says to guide them. Brothers, Jesus is the light. As people of God, he needs to guide us. He's just like he led the Israelites. He comes and leads us through this dark light. Through this dark world that we can follow. There are times life becomes very difficult. Very, very difficult. And as Dave told us this morning, maybe we've been in difficult times. Maybe we've been in situations that are you can't even understand. Suffering will come. As children of this world, as we live in this world, we are not out of this world. Things will come our way. But we must know that the light of God is on us. And he will lead us through. He will guide us. I'm not sure what you are going through now. I'm not sure what you are going through. Your situation, God is there. God is there to help us. We have a project, as you all know, and for about 2 years now, we've been praying for funding and all that. The funding came. I'm telling you, personally, since I started this work, I started working for CCP since 1999. I've never seen challenges. I've never seen problems like this. Every year in our work, we see targets. It works. It goes. But this time, even my team, the people that are working with me, there isn't anyone who has not gone through any difficulty. Sickness. Some were admitted. Some were operated upon. I mean, a lot of things have happened. The enemy. But in all of this, the searchlight of God is on us. He is helping us. He is helping us. He's taking us through. He's taking us through. So much so that even when we met with the leaders who gave us the funding, they are seeing that, look, you guys are making it. And so what I'm saying here is that life will not be that easy. But I want you to know God is leading us. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Whatever situation you are going through, it could have been worse if God was not with you. But I also want to say that if you don't know Jesus, you are alone. You are still walking in darkness. You are still walking in darkness. And you need the light of Jesus. And he's standing here. The light of the world is Jesus. And he's calling everyone to come and see the light. He's the one who can open your eyes. And my last point is that whoever follows Jesus, not only would you not walk in darkness, but you will have light of life. Your life will be full of light. And I like the way John Piper puts it. He finds the difference between life and light. And he says, this is what is indicated in John chapter 1 verse 4, which says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So he says, the life gives light. The life Jesus has, and the life he shares with those who follow him, gives them light. That is, we are dead and blind to the light until the life of Jesus is imparted to us by God's Spirit. And then we see. The eyes of our hearts are open, as we always sing. The divine light streams into our living spirits. And thus, we have the light of life. The light that comes from new spiritual eye-opening life. The life that gives sight to the blind soul. Eternal life-giving, eternal sight. People, that's what God does for us. We need to know that if you have given your life to Jesus, he's living in you and his light is in you. People will see the light. People will begin to see. So that's why he said, we must work together. If you have become a child of God, you work with God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Can you see? Now, he has translated it to us to say, we, the people of God, are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Some of us, that's what we are doing. We've been saved. God has given us different gifts. But we are not showing the light. We are not showing the light for people to see. through our life, the things we do, the things we say, can draw people into to God. And so, in the same way, let your life shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And Philippians 2 says, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of this crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine like lights. We are supposed to shine. And so, we become the life, the light of life. And others can see. Others can see. And through even your life, they will be illuminated and see that Jesus is here. So as I conclude, the light of the world is available for everyone. It's not only for me and my family or you and your friends. It's for everyone. Maybe you are sitting here. You think, I was born in Togo, so I'm not part of it. No, wherever, as long as you are in this life, he's here for you. He's the light of the world, and he's here for you. He is here to make your darkness light. He is to give you here to give you sight, even in your blindness. There are all sorts of false lights around, and you need to be very careful. There are some people who cannot see the light of Jesus because they thought they had seen the light and it's false lights. And we need to be aware of all those. Those who promise you this and that so that you can come to the Lord, that's not what you are talking about. God himself will be our light. Just like he did even for the people of old, he will guide us. And so this morning, even as we finish, maybe God brought you here this morning to ask you a question. Do you know this light? Have you given yourself to this light? Are you guided by the light? Maybe you are here. You are a child of God. But you know you are living in darkness. You know you are living in darkness. It happens. All of us, every now and then, the devil will bring something that is so attractive to get you off the mark. And sometimes, if you are not careful, you follow the enemy and you wander. But he says, come home. Come home this morning. Come home. I'm here for you. I saved you for a purpose. That your life will shine at your workplace. That your life will shine even in your family. Do your family know you're a Christian? Or just a church goer? God says, my light is for you.